Sis, what are you doing here? Stay away! Don't come near me!
Hugo, what do you think you're doing? Stop this right now!
Shut up! You have no right to order me around!
Hugo, calm down. Ike is not the kind of monster you believe he is.
You're too nice, you know that? He cares more about this strumpet here than you.
What's he talking about?
Never mind that.
Hugo, we're going home.
I'm not going.
Hugo!
What the?
We're going home, Hugo. It may be just the two of us, but we're still a family, and we have a place to go back to.
But...
I'll take care of you. And you take care of me, okay? What I make working will keep us both fed and clothed. I can try to be more like Mother was to us.
Sis, you don't care anymore that Mother's gone.
Look, both of us are old enough to stand on our own two feet, Hugo. We have to take responsibility for our own actions, right?
Okay. I'll go home.
I'm sorry about everything. Forget the Philosopher's Stone. It's okay now. Is that good?
Yes. Ike, we really are sorry.
Come on, sis. Let's go home. Once we're there, I promise I'll destroy the time-traveling device.
What? Seems a shame.
It's my way of showing that I'm sorry. Come on.
I wish I could have seen a little more of this age. But I guess that's the least of our concerns now.
I left the machine outside the town. We should be going.
I'm glad you found her. She's the one you were looking for, isn't she? I guess it's goodbye.
I know. Well, take care of yourself.
What was all that? And why did that kid try a thing like that?
I'm sorry. It's my fault that you had to go through all that.
It's okay. I'm all right. Besides, for some reason, I can't really be mad at him.
I know what you mean. I think he's a nice kid, really.
If I had a little brother, maybe that's how he'd be.
Huh?
Just something that kind of hit me. Nothing important, you know. Oh.